got you.
Okay, it's been disconnected.
All right, stand by. Sorry about the feedback. I keyed up on the handheld, kind of let you hear a taste of what we're hearing. It's doing the same thing on both repeaters.
Well, that rules this one out.
Makes you wonder about the other one now. since the other one's on the other frequency, so they may have had that modification done to that one.
Okay, so what you want to do next?
About all you can do, I guess, at this juncture, only thing I could think you could do is probably walk around that building and just kind of float up and down the band of from 144 to 145 even, and just see if you pick up any weird mess that shouldn't be there. Probably walk around a couple of those buildings, because if it's there, we should hear it.
About disconnecting this one just to see.
Yeah, you could do that. One of the things you could probably do too, when you do it, is short the center conductor to the connector. You'll have to do it on the antenna side of the duplex where your antenna comes down into the building. So disconnect that from your duplexers and short it to ground, and I can try and see if it has any effect on it or not.
I'll let me get a jumper, and we'll do that, and I'll leave it off for about 5 minutes, give you time to do your check, and then turn it back on.
All right, trying to think of an easy way you can let me know that you've done it.
I'll come back to you in a minute. I got to go get a jumper and let you know I'm fixing to. WD-40 WD-40YH, I'm going to take it loose and give you about 5 minutes. Let's see, it's 9 after, so I'll give you till 15 after.
Thank you, Ken. I know it.
WD-40YH, repeater will be down for about 5 minutes.